Columbia brings you Romance.
My name is Romance. Forever young, forever yours. I live in the tender love stories of today and in the moving love stories of the past. I speak to the lover in all of you, signing myself from the heart. Tonight I bring you one of the great romances of history, the love story of Lady Hamilton, starring Miss Madeline Carroll, with Peter Donald as Lord Nelson. As our story opens, Lady Hamilton is standing in an Italian drawing room. But in her secret heart, she's back home in London town, listening to the changing of the guard.
Home guard, present, arms.
New guard, present, arms.
Old guard, slow, arms.
New guard, slow, arms.
It's high noon in London. They must be changing the guard at Buckingham Palace. Oh, William, sometimes I miss London.
Of course you do, my dear. We must try and get home for a visit soon.
It will be fun going back as the wife of Britain's ambassador to Italy. Much more fun than just being plain Emma Hart.
I wonder. I really wonder.
Oh, but of course it will.
Let me see how Romney's coming with your portrait. I meant to come in and watch for a while, but some British ships were coming into port, and I wanted to be ready for them. Oh, yes, it's very lovely. Very lovely indeed.
Romney is a very fine painter, isn't he?
Yes, he is, poor devil.
Why do you say that?
The chap is obviously in love with you. Look at this portrait.
Oh, William.
Only a man in love with you could paint that expression. Only a man in love with you would paint you so incredibly lovely.
Am I not as lovely as that?
My dear Emma, no woman could be. I wonder if you realize what George Romney has done for you. One of England's finest painters has made you immortal.
William, I do miss England so much. Do you think we can go soon?
I hope so. We'll see, Emma. Come.
Captain Nelson of His Majesty's flagship is here, Sir William.
Show him in, please. You'll excuse us, my dear, won't you?
Of course, William.
Captain Nelson, at your service, sir.
Lady Hamilton, may I present Captain Nelson of His Majesty's flagship?
Lady Hamilton?
Captain Nelson, we have heard something of your conquest, Captain Nelson. We are very proud to have you here.
And I have heard much of your conquest, Lady Hamilton, and am honored to be here.
You are very gallant, Captain Nelson. Will you excuse me, please? Oh, Captain Nelson, shall we have the pleasure of your company at dinner?
I shall be honored, Lady Hamilton.
Excuse me a moment, William.
Certainly, my dear.
Why did you leave us? Were you not enjoying the party, Captain Nelson?
I'm not very good at parties. Perhaps I've outgrown them.
I'm sorry. I planned this one especially for you.
Well, that was very kind, but quite unnecessary.
Captain Nelson, you don't like me, do you?
Not especially. I'm not partial to beautiful women. I found them arrogant and selfish and spoiled.
I see.
Oh, I've offended you. I apologize.
Not at all. You have a very strange conception of women, Captain Nelson.
I have very little understanding of women. I'm a sailor, not a courtier.
I knew a man once who had no use for women. I married him.
Do you love him?
That's a rather impertinent question.
We are dealing in impertinencies tonight, Lady Hamilton.
Then I shall answer it honestly, Lord Nelson.
Yes?
In all my life, I've met only one man that I could love, Captain Nelson.
And that man?
Yourself. Good night, Captain Nelson. Those were the circumstances of my first meeting with Captain Nelson. 5 years were to pass before we met again. 5 years of brilliant victories for him.
The enemy is approaching fast. What should I signal the ships?
Signal the ships that England expects every man to do his duty.
Fight on, I tell you! Fight on!
Almighty God, having blessed His Majesty's arms with victory, listen to our prayer of humble thanksgiving. We lift our hearts today in grateful.
I tell you, Nelson's the greatest seaman England has ever known. He's the greatest admiral in history.
He has Napoleon right where we want him. He's intercepted every message going to France.
You will convey to Admiral Nelson their Majesty's grateful thanks for his valor and his glorious victory.
My dear Lady Hamilton, I am writing to tell you that we are sailing once more for Naples. You will soon be able to see the wreck of Horatio Nelson. May it count for a kindly judgment if scars are marks of honor. I find myself strangely anxious to see you again.
And so he came back. He was ill from wounds and shock. We nursed him back to health. I nursed him. Good morning, Admiral Nelson.
Oh, good morning.
Here, let me help you sit up. There. How do you feel?
Well, my head hurts a little.
It will feel better after you've had your powder.
Tell me, is there news from London?
Oh, yes. A whole packet of letters came this morning. You've been made a baron by their majesties, and there are all manner of gifts. Everyone is talking about you. Everyone in the world. They are saying there has never been a victory like the victory of the Nile.
And how do you feel, Lady Hamilton?
We are honored to have you as a guest, Admiral Nelson.
Poor guest, I'm afraid. I didn't mean to return as an invalid.
How proud your wife must be. You have a letter from her this morning, too.
Lady Hamilton, when last we met, I've been thinking about what you said. You were jesting, weren't you?
Why, yes, of course. You knew that. Didn't you, Admiral Nelson?
Lady Hamilton, I think you are a witch.
La, Admiral Nelson. How clever of you to find me out.
Where are you going, Emma?
Admiral Nelson is in the garden, William. I'm taking him this robe. The night air is cold.
Very well. I'll be in the library, my dear.
Yes, William.
Oh, I was wondering when you were coming.
How do you know I would come?
Well, I hoped you would. Sit here where I can look at you.
If you like.
What are you thinking at this exact moment?
I was thinking that it was spring in England, and the guards would be walking up and down in front of Buckingham Palace in their scarlet coats. I was thinking that soon you will be back in England and that I shall never see you again.
Emma, look at me. If you were not Lady Hamilton, if this were any garden, and we were two people without ties, what would you say to me, Emma?
You have no right to ask me that.
You have no right not to answer. Tell me, Emma.
I would say, don't leave me. Don't ever leave me. For when you go, all that I know and love goes with you.
Oh, my darling.
Why did you ask me? Why did I answer? Now it can never be unsaid.
It was never meant to be unsaid. My heart was completely yours from the first moment, and will be until the last moment, and beyond that.
We have no right to say these things. We have no right to think them.
Once I thought a man could rule his life and his destiny, could say to his heart, love this woman. That's why I married. It was never right. I never could believe in it or make it right.
You won't believe in this either tomorrow. It's the moonlight and the stars. It isn't real.
It's more real than anything we've ever known, or ever will know.
Horatio, we are not two ordinary people. You are England's hero.
Is the blood of a hero cooler than any other man's? I love you, Emma. I'd cut my way around the world to marry you. I've been sleeping, and you've awakened me. I'll never lose you now.
Oh, no, it's wrong, I tell you. We're mad to talk like this.
All right, Emma. Then leave me. Go into the house. I will not follow you. I will never speak of this to you again. Go on, Emma.
I cannot. I cannot. God help us both. I cannot. William, there is something I must confess to you. Oh, William, I...
You spare us both the pain of confession, my dear. You wear your heart on your sleeve these days.
You know, then?
Yes, I know.
Oh, William, don't sit there looking at me like that. I'm a thief. I've taken your notions and betrayed you. That's what you're thinking, isn't it? Isn't it?
No, not at all. I was thinking of you, my poor little Emma. Poor little Emma who sold her heart and cannot buy it back.
William, believe me. I've loved you with all my heart. I still do. But it isn't the same. It is... Oh, I can't explain.
I understand. I am old. And you're young and beautiful. This is your first love. You are my last. There are many years between us. Admiral Nelson is handsome, dashing, and a hero. You make a better couple.
I despise myself for hurting you this way. William, I didn't know I was falling in love. I couldn't tell you now what hour it happened. I only know that one day, there it was between us.
What do you want, Emma? What will make you happy?
I want a divorce.
And he is to get one, too?
Yes.
Then let him put his own affairs in order. The day he wins his divorce... You shall have yours. You have my word, Emma. You have my word.
It's as clear as though it were yesterday. William was recalled to London and we all went back together. It was spring and the palace guards were in their bright red coats. And I was in love. And all was as I dreamed it should be long ago when I was very young. But London was not kind to us. From taverns to boudoirs, from Parliament to drawing rooms, the whispers winged their way.
Have you heard about Lady Hamilton and Lord Nelson?
Well, my dear,
it's the talk of every serving man in the country.
They say that she and Lord Nelson are seen everywhere together.
The whole country is gossiping about them.
They ride in the park every morning.
They went dancing last night in Piccadilly.
Have you heard?
Did you know?
They say they went... I saw them.
He's more scandalous than what you can see in him.
What he can see in a woman of her reputation.
They're talking about us.
Do you mind?
Do you?
I'm proud that they are. I'm proud that you love me and want the whole world to know it.
There is no world but our world.
It's easy to believe that here in the park.
Someday soon I shall have my divorce. We'll pick a home in Devon County and I shall say to the Admiralty, leave me in peace now. I've given you enough of my years.
And I will make tea every afternoon for all the Devon ladies. And in the evening we will sit beside a great fire.
And do you suppose anyone would be surprised if I kissed you?
Not in the least.
Darling, I love you very much.
Listen. It's the changing of the guard. Oh, let's stop and listen.
El guard, present arms.
New guard, present arms.
El guard, slow arms.
New guard, slow arms.
You know, when I was a little girl, I used to stand here and watch the changing of the guard. It always made me cry. I never knew why.
I'll tell you why. There's your centuries for you. There's your England. Elizabeth could be in that castle. Or Henry, or George of Hanover, or some George yet to come.
Let's come every day we can, even when we're very old. Darling, look what time it is. Hmm? You're going to be late to Parliament.
Oh, right you are.
It's a good thing I'm practically home. Parliament is rather cross with us anyhow.
Well, I'll tell them I had to ride in the park with you.
I dare you.
Take it.
Horatio.
Hmm?
Have you talked to Lady Nelson?
Oh, yes, I saw her last night. I have to talk further with her about the divorce.
Oh, I see.
Well, it'll be all right now, darling. Don't worry. Yeah.
Don't get out. You're late enough.
I'll pick you up for dinner about 7.
All right. Goodbye, darling. Tell Parliament I sent my love.
I'll do that.
Good morning, Lady Hamilton.
Good morning, Hobbs. It's a wonderful morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mom. There's a lady waiting to see you, Mom, in the morning room. She wouldn't give her name.
A lady?
I never saw the lady before. I don't know who she is, Mom.
Never mind, Hobbs. I know who the lady is. Lady Nelson?
Yes, Lady Hamilton.
Won't you sit down? Perhaps you'd care for tea.
Thank you. I don't think I'll be staying long enough for tea.
As you like. You'll find that corner chair the most comfortable, I believe.
I wanted to see you. I heard you were a beauty. You are.
Oh, that's very generous of you.
Truth is truth. But remember, beauty is a treacherous thing, even to its possessor, Lady Hamilton. When your beauty is gone, what will you have left?
A man doesn't love a face or a figure, Lady Nelson. I shall have what I've always had.
You're proud, aren't you?
Yes.
Of course, and why not? May I ask your plans?
I have no plans, Lady Nelson. Only hopes.
I've talked with my husband. He's obviously infatuated with you.
I don't care for that word.
Nor do I. You surely are not stupid enough to think I'll give him a divorce. It's Lord and Lady Nelson in England. Don't forget that. There will be no further scandal. There will only be one Lady Nelson so long as I live.
Would you keep a man's name when you cannot keep his affections? Have you no pride at all?
I have pride enough to keep his name.
Lady Nelson, discussion is useless between us.
Did you think you could steal and never face the penalty? Did you think you could take my husband and never face me?
I have not stolen from you. What I have, you never had. If he had loved you, he would not have had a moment for me.
I loved him once. Loved him deeply. He was mine then. I know he was mine then.
He was never yours. You never made him happy.
He was happy enough once.
Do you suppose I wanted to love him or he me? Don't you suppose that he has pitied you and William and that I pitied you?
Pity? How dare you pity me? How dare you?
Lady Nelson, he is the whole world to me and I to him. You can beat that, flay at it with your logic and your rights, but you cannot even touch it.
I see there is nothing to be gained from talking to you. It's useless to talk of honor with your kind.
I have my own peculiar standards of honor. I've never violated them.
I'll not give him up.
Nor will I.
Good day, Lady Hamilton.
Good day, Lady Nelson.
Once again, I tell you, war!
Gentlemen, it is my opinion that only one man in England is qualified to lead the Mediterranean Command, Admiral Nelson.
My lords, with all due respect and gratitude, I thank you for your confidence in honoring me with another command. I regret that I cannot accept at this time.
Napoleon will conquer England within a month. If our fleet cannot destroy him, we are lost.
Admiral Nelson can save us.
Nelson!
I regret that at this time I cannot go to battle again.
Why does Parliament come to me with such a request? Why don't you tell Admiral Nelson yourself that you want to send him to war again?
He's told us he is fought enough, that he will not go to war again.
Your argument is with Admiral Nelson, sir, not with me.
Lady Hamilton, it was not an easy decision on our part to appeal to you. But Nelson will not fight for us again. He may choose to fight once more for you.
He has given you all his life. Now he is older. He is crippled. He has perhaps a third of his life left to live. Is he not to have even that much?
Lady Hamilton, you chose to love a hero. You've been his inspiration in the past. Now you must be his strength.
If I send him from me now, I send him to his death.
That may be. That is something none of us can answer. But this is England's desperate hour, lady. Which is more important to you, your love or your country?
There is no answer to that. There is no answer. I will talk to Admiral Nelson. He shall go to battle once more for England. I promise you. I promise. Horatio, I brought your sword down and your heavy cape. The nights are cold again.
Emma, listen to me. I fought for England. Now I want to live in England. I want to know the slow passing of English days. I want earth that is mine. I want nights to spend before fires. I want books to read and friends about me. I've earned those things, Emma.
I hope you won't run into any storms between here and the Mediterranean. I'll send your mail every other day.
Are we always to be torn apart? Will you let them tear us apart? Why are you doing this, Emma? Why are you saying these things?
I've always known the ultimate price of loving you.
There is no price to your love or to mine. I will love you to the grave and beyond the grave.
I know.
These are the years I've fought for. These few years of peace that we were to have together.
My darling, your role in history is to go forth to battle. Mine to bind your wounds. To love you and to see you forth again. To borrow you but never to hold you. You have belonged to England, and you always will.
I can't understand you, Emma. I thought my staying meant as much to you as it does to me. I knew we should have to fight for it, but I thought you would fight with me.
You cannot stay. You have no right to stay. In your trust in this hour are all the things that are English. The fields and the flowers of Devon. The waters of Avon and the Thames. Westminster Abbey. The Tower of London and the people who have watched it. Henry and Elizabeth and Cromwell and Raleigh. Tea and crumpets and grey London fog. And Piccadilly and Leicester Square. English tradition and customs. England yesterday and today and tomorrow. And all in your trust, my darling. All in your trust.
What would you have me bring you from this trip? A bit of lace? Perhaps a shawl?
Oh, my God. My God. Come in. Lady Nelson.
I came to wait with you. I knew that you would receive word first.
Won't you sit down? I'll take your things.
That's a good portrait of him. Very recent, isn't it?
Yes, it was finished after the last campaign.
I hated you once. I don't hate you now. I don't believe you can help loving him.
Thank you for saying that.
We were both very young when we were married. It was a marriage of prudence, nothing more. I fell in love with him one day when it was too late and I'd already lost him. It was not his fault.
I'm very sorry.
I don't want your pity. They told me you sent him on this command. If you had been the woman I once thought you, you would have kept him with you at any price.
It wasn't easy to see him go, but you see, I've come to realize his destiny. Lord Nelson's love is born and lost in the passing of a lifetime. But his name will live as long as will England.
I came here today to tell you, you've won your victory, Lady Hamilton. He shall have his divorce. Today and tomorrow, and all in your trust, my darling. All in your trust. What does it matter if a heart breaks, if a man dies, or a thousand men, as long as guards are changed, and flags are high in London, as long as England lives.
The curtain has fallen on the story of Lady Hamilton and Lord Nelson, but though the play is over, I do not leave you. I linger in your memory to return next week to quicken your hearts with another great love story. The play that shall speak for me then is Mrs. Moonlight by Ben W. Levy, starring Julie Hayden. Till then, till curtain time next week, I wish you love and happiness. My name is Romance.
You have been listening to Romance, a program produced each week by Columbia to bring you the great romantic plays and love stories of all time. The play tonight was Lady Hamilton, written for radio by Gene Holloway. The play was directed by Mark Slove, with script supervision by Albert Perkins. The music was conducted by Charles Paul. The part of Lady Hamilton was played by Madeline Carroll, Lord Nelson by Peter Donald. Sarah Burton appeared as Lady Nelson, and Alfred Shirley as Lord Hamilton. Listen next week at the same time when we will bring you our next great romance, Mrs. Moonlight. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Following this announcement, you'll hear Frank Sinatra from Hollywood and Broadway Bandbox.